Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
Awesome. Welcome back to the show, guys. It's a beautiful Monday, and we got an awful lot to talk about. It's a little warm here in Louisiana, and I hope wherever you are, you're in a very comfortable place. I like to start these shows with a little housekeeping, so wouldn't want to do anything out of the way in that realm. So let's start with that. First of all, you know that you can connect with us in a couple of different ways. Number one, you could call into the show, and that number is 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. The second way you can connect with us is on Facebook, and you can connect with us at facebook.com/decisiveminds, and then also facebook.com/toughtalkradio. And then the third way, I lost count, I think it's third, is by following us on iTunes so that you can re-listen to any of the great shows that that we've had. You know, guys, we have the absolute best guest on our shows, so you want to be sure that you are staying connected and having time to hear everything that those guests have to say. So you can follow us on iTunes at Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. That's Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. Now, a lot of you know that this past Friday, I actually taught a three-hour live stream, taught a three-hour class on the topic of sales, which is going to be our big topic for the day today, too, with both of our guests. And it was really awesome. I went out to Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. I was in the studio there where Sage Events, yeah. That's where their office is and where their studio is. And I went out to South Carolina, played on the beach a little bit, did a little work, and had a fantastic time. Spent three amazing hours with a lot of great entrepreneurs who are figuring out this whole sales conversation. But it was a Friday afternoon, and a lot of times Friday's not, you know, the time when everybody can do those kind of things. So the first thing I wanted to tell you is if you missed it, then we are giving you an opportunity to check it out again. So we're going to be doing it again tomorrow, Tuesday, July 14th, and that's going to start, I think, at 1 Central. So depending on where you are, you can find out more about that at decisiveminds.com/livestream, decisiveminds.com/livestream, and yep, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And so we really spent the 3 hours, we spent that day looking at the different things that were going on for entrepreneurs on the topic of sales. So I thought today, since both of our guests want to talk about that topic, which is awesome with me, that I would go a little bit over some of the things that we covered in the live stream. So, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, it's really the whole situation, the problem around asking for the money. You know, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. As you know, I do a lot of speaking, a lot of traveling, and speak with a lot of entrepreneurs. And a lot of times, what I hear them saying is that they just can't figure out how to ask for the money. You know, it is, you're having that conversation, you think this is going to be a sales conversation, and then all of a sudden, it's that moment where you know, you should be transitioning over to your offer, and you just don't know how to do it. Either the transition doesn't present itself, or something's going on for you. And so I've been putting a lot of thought into what is going on that's stopping entrepreneurs from having the ability to ask for the money. And so, you know, really there are three things that stand out for me. Number one comes around the whole idea of fear. And, you know, if you've heard me give any of my talks over the last couple of years, you know, I talk about my book, Take the Risk or Get a Job. And in that book, we talk about three main things that keep entrepreneurs from having what they desire, what they say that they want, and one of them is fear. Now, when it comes to sales, what I'm hearing from the majority of you is that it's kind of the fear of rejection. So that's the biggest one, that whole problem of, I don't want to put it out there because they might say no, they might think I'm crazy, they might think, who is she to think she can get paid that much money? There's a lot of fear going on that isn't always based in fact, right? What is it that they say fear is? It's false evidence appearing real, okay? So we want to acknowledge that we're facing those fears, but we have got to address them and face them, right? You can have to get to a place where you understand that you cannot help these people with whatever it is that you do, right? Whatever it is, whatever your product or service does for these people, you cannot help them unless they actually hire you. And so if you don't make an offer, how can they hire you, right? We got to get you beyond that point of fear. The second thing that I know to be true when it comes for asking for the money is that you are not doing it enough, right? You do not get enough practice. Your sales conversations is one of those scenarios that gets better over time. It gets better with practice. And so I can promise you, if you stopped right now and just really looked at the reality and said, you know, last week, how many sales conversations did you have? Or last month, how many sales conversations did you have? Or the last year? And you should be tracking those things, by the way, so you should know those numbers. But I can guarantee you, you're not having enough of them, right? And so how can you be closing those sales? 2 points here. Number one, you need practice. But number two, if you know your close rate and you close anywhere from, say, 10 to 20%, well, that means that 8 or 9 out of 10 people are going to tell you no. If you're not holding at least 10 conversations, how can you be expecting to get that sale, to have that person hire you to help them and help you in their relationship or help you develop their business or help have you create their website or whatever that looks like? So number two on the reasons that I think that you can't ask for the money is that you're not getting enough practice, you're not doing it enough, you're not holding enough sales conversations. And then number three is a biggie, and it is the whole conversation around whether you're clear on your own value. Now, you know, earlier I said that fear plays into it. And I think these two kind of go hand in hand sometimes, right? So I want you to think about who you've worked with. I want you to think about what you did for them, right? What was it? What did you guys work on? What did they hire you for? What did you barter for with them? Because you might have done that. But the big question here to help you be clear on your value is to look at what it would have been like for them if they hadn't worked with you, right? Would they have lost that relationship? Would they be divorced right now? Would they have lost their business? Would their website still suck and nobody would be coming to it and they'd have no traffic? You know, whatever that is that you do for people, I want you to start to think about that. So when you can get clear and own your own value, then you can create packages and programs and price your services in a way that, number one, is at the right level, but also, number two, gives you that security, it gives you that confidence in being able to make the offer, which comes back to the fear, right? Because a lot of times people aren't making the offer because they get to that moment in the conversation where they're not sure what to offer the person, right? Because they're not clear on their own value, so they don't have a funnel set up or they don't have their programs clearly defined. So all of it works hand in hand. We know that, right? We know that as sales professionals. And by the way, all of you entrepreneurs out there, you better figure out how to be a sales professional. I know that's probably not why you're in business. The majority of people are not in business to sell. They want to make a change in the world. However, you are in the business of selling, right? No sales is no cash. No cash is no business. So remember that. All right, guys, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will talk to our first guest of the show. So hold on.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Yay, I love it when I hear my own commercials on the show. Oh, and I get to welcome our first guest to the show. Amy, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so very welcome. I'm excited to have you here. This is one of my absolute all-time favorite topics. So when I saw that we had some sales professionals on today, I was like, yay, this is awesome. So let me take a second, and I'm going to introduce you to everyone, but then I really want to get the why is Amy kind of conversation to happen. So I'll come right back to you. But guys, this is Amy Walker, and she's an international executive business coach and the CEO and founder of Amy Walker Consulting. As a featured speaker, she's shared the stage with some of the top names in the industry, including Willie Jolly and, I'm going to mess up that name, Delatoro McNeil II. I got it. Yay. So Amy is a master of sales and has written sales scripts for billion-dollar companies and organizations. She's been regularly featured on television, radio, and print, and she is passionate about women in business, making businesses thrive, and balancing business and family. And she is a happily married mother of five boys. And I saw your picture, and you still have hair. So I'm telling you, that's quite a statement in itself when I read that one. So how old are the boys?
My youngest is 2.5, and my oldest will be 13 next month. So we got a house full.
that's a house full. So, Amy, tell us, how did you get into this career, and how did Amy Walker Consulting come about?
I started in business when I was 19. I started recruiting. I was recruiting volunteers to go teach English in different countries. And I didn't realize at the time that was a sales job. I'd gone to Russia. I'd had this amazing experience. I wanted to share it with other people. But looking back, I was getting people to commit to paying their own way to going and working for free for a semester of their lives. So it was definitely a sales job. I didn't know I was in sales, and so I had no fear of rejection. And I did great. I was amazing. I was the reason that company stopped having a commission-based pay, because I was making awesome money as a college student. They were used to having they would call them representatives, and they would recruit 2 to 3 people a semester, and I recruited 23. And then the next semester we went to hourly, and I was like, oh, bummer, that was a college job. But my first experience in sales that I knew I was in sales was I actually started a direct sales business. And I was selling cosmetics, and I was horrible. I went from being the top producer because I didn't know I was selling to now I know I'm selling. And I had that fear of rejection. I was scared to talk to people. I wasn't clear on what my value was, and I was horrible. I figured it out, and by my third year in business, the first three, I try to skim over those years in my mind because they were so bad. But by the third year, I figured it out. I earned a car. I became a sales director, and I was actually number three in the nation for new sales directors in my debuting class, and did well. And I was selling the product, and I was doing well. I was earning $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And then I just hit this turning point in my life where I felt like, you know, you have those moments where you kind of feel like God puts you on a new path. And I felt like he just said, here's a new path. Try this one out. And it was the coaching and speaking path. And I transitioned into coaching and speaking and fell in love and was working very happily inside of another company. I was their top salesperson, their top coach, their top speaker. I ran all of the sales teams, created phenomenal growth, had a six-figure income, and was pretty happy. And then along came baby number five, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait a second, that's a whole new ball game. And my last two are really close together. They're 18 months apart. And I just got to a point where I realized I needed to, even though it was a great position, I needed to have a little bit more control because my family was, and still is, very demanding of my time. And so I actually started my company 6 weeks before my last baby was born. In one day, I resigned from my job, signed up for a $25,000 coaching program to teach me the parts of my business that I didn't know how to run. And then I came home and told my husband that I had done it all. It was a very exciting day.
We have a very similar story. Really? Very similar story, because I did the same thing. I was running all these big businesses, and then I went into, ended up being a Mary Kay sales director, and that's when I was like, oh, Lordy, I have to figure out how to sell, right? So it was that eye-opening, awakening experience, and then I left that to sell my other businesses, and then I came into this one and went, oh, this is even different sales, yeah. Right? Coaching and consulting. So I did the same thing. I hired a coach to show me how to do it. So very cool. Well, so tell us, who do you like to work with? Who's your ideal client?
I love working with high-level network marketers. I love working with thought leaders. I really love leading leaders. So we've got a good amount of coaches and speakers that are in our pool. We have a good amount of high-level network marketers. We also have a good amount of the natural folk. So they're into alternative healing or energy work, or just kind of they're in that fringe of massage and natural type things. And it's great.
Right.
I'm like, I don't really get all of it, but I understand how to help you build a business because they're so mission focused. See, they have hearts of gold. They want to help and heal and save the world, but they don't necessarily have the business skills to transition that into people purchasing it on a regular basis at the rates they want them to be purchasing.
Right. Yeah, and we do see that, it's one of the exciting things about being an entrepreneur is that we do have such control over so many things, but then we also open the business and go, oh, there's all this other stuff I didn't want to do, right? I want to work with my clients, but I don't want to sell them or whatever that looks like. So why don't we talk a little bit? I was just kind of looking at all the stuff on your website last night. And by the way, guys, you need to go check out her website, which is amywalkerconsulting.com. Some great blog posts on there. And but I really wanted to have the conversation with you about what you see happening for entrepreneurs in the sales process. And so, you know, I kind of started by opening up the show that way and some of the things that are kind of holding them back. What would you like to add to that?
Yeah, you had some great tips to start off with, and I wrote them all down so that I would make sure I didn't overlap too much. I'm going to start off with I'm going to be a little more tactical. So number one thing is there are so many entrepreneurs that don't have a sales system in place. So every conversation that they have is a unique experience. They don't have a process that they take people through. So for example, in my sales system, we have lead stages. And so when a new lead comes in, they're at lead stage number one, which means they're brand new and no one has contacted them. And then we have a series of things that we do to move them to lead stage number two, and a series of things we do to move them through the system until the point where they've purchased a program. The reason why that's so important is because if you're doing something different every time, you really have no way to track what's working and what's not working because it's different every time. The other thing is, without a system, you're relying on your ability to remember. And I know how many things I can remember at once, and it is not nearly enough to run a successful business. So that system gives me a support. The next thing that it allows you to do, and I'm just going to plant this seed, is it allows you to be able to actually hire a sales team and have more people selling for you than just yourself. And that is, you know, our first year in business, we did $110,000 in sales. Our second year, we did $440,000. This year, we'll finish somewhere between $607,000. And the reason why our numbers are increasing so quickly is because I am not the only person selling my business. Now, I still like to believe that I'm the best. I have the highest closing ratio. But I'm not even going to say I'm the one who's closing the majority of the sales. I think it's important that as a business owner, you have the ability to close those sales, but you don't always want to be the only one doing it. Without a sales system, it's really hard to hire help and have them be successful. You can actually bring in great salespeople, and they flounder with you. And the reason is it's not organized enough. There's not enough structure. So that's my number one. Number two, I'm going to say, is that there's not enough attempts made. I want you all to understand that it is harder to get a hold of people now than it used to be. So I remember back in my Mary Kay days, and you were probably around the same time, you know, you could call people and they would answer their phones. But now it really is more challenging to get people on the phone. And I get it. This is what happens when someone calls me. I look at it and I go, oh, I don't know that number, and I don't answer. And then it comes again. I'm like, oh, I don't know that number, and I don't answer. And then the third time, I'm like, huh, that number looks kind of familiar. And by the fourth time, I'm like, dang, these people are trying to get a hold of me. Who is this? I better answer this phone. And that's the way it goes. And we track our numbers really closely. And on average, we get a hold of people between attempts number 5 and 7. That's just average. Most people call 1 to 2 times, and then they stop because they don't want to bug people. But you haven't even gotten on their mental radar yet. They're busy. They have so many things going on. And so that process of making enough attempts to actually get them into a conversation. Now, if they're not interested and they get on the phone, they say that we're not interested, I'm not going to keep calling them. I'm not interested in wasting my time or theirs. But I just recognize that it is going to take you more attempts than what you've maybe had to do in the past to even get to the point of conversation. When you're not in your warm market, they're going to pick up the phone sooner because they'll recognize your number. They'll know that you're there. But nobody ever gets rich off of their warm market. And so we really want to be beyond that. And those people, you're just going to have to try more times. Do you have time for a third tip?
Yeah, go ahead. I love this. This is perfect.
Okay. My third tip is that I want you to understand that we've all heard this before. It takes 7 times to close a sale. But most of us don't really nurture that relationship to take it all the way through the process. So back in my early days of business, this is how my business went. I would meet somebody at a class. They would either purchase for me or they didn't. And if they didn't, I honestly totally dropped the ball with them. I didn't do it conscientiously. I didn't do it on purpose. But looking back, I dropped the ball. So either they purchased right up front or they didn't become my client. And now I've created a system where I nurture leads. Some people are ready to make a decision right away because that's their personality. I'm that way. I'm going to meet you. I'm going to hear what you have to say. It's either going to be what I'm looking for or it's not. We're going to do business or we're not. End of story. That's a small section of the population. What's going to happen more often is that people need to get to know you better. And so you need to have a system in place to really nurture and love on those leads. Oftentimes we have somebody who they meet us at a live event or they meet us through a webinar. And then they go through a series of free training videos that we offer. And then they show up for another webinar. And then they get on a phone call with somebody. And then they may purchase then, but if they do, that's great. But then they also might go back into that pool of like playing around in the free level, reading the blog posts, getting the articles, watching the YouTube videos, and then they'll purchase again. But here's what's interesting. You can have someone go from just not purchasing anything to a year later they show up and they purchase a $10,000 program. And if you have a good system, it's not a lot of effort on your time. It's all automated. So I don't mind if they want to hang out swimming in my automated pool for a year and then they're ready to purchase a big program. I'm great with that. But we have to be willing to nurture the leads and understand that our selling culture right now requires a lot of trust. People want to know that they trust you and they need to get to know you. It's kind of like in dating. I wouldn't meet you and then propose marriage on the first date because that's creepy. You know, we need to get
right.
to know each other a little better.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm probably the third year of my business, so this is my fifth year in business, and in my third year, I had someone buy a pretty significant program, which was extremely interesting. We actually called them number 47 for a while because they were the 47, they were number 47 on my list. They had gotten on my list in early 2010 when I first opened the company. And for 3 years, they went to webinars. They read every free report I had. They did everything, but never bought a thing. And 3 years later, they, boom, all of a sudden, buy an $8,000 program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you're saying, it's all about building that relationship and the level of trust. So
well,
it's extremely important.
That $8,000 is just as valuable as the $8,000 that closes on the spot. They're
That's
both $8,000,
right.
So you've got to work both angles of the business.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we did our live stream last Friday, one of the things we noticed when we analyzed the numbers afterwards was that those that had purchased, on average, had been on my list for over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it truly is. Some of them had been on for years, and some of them had just been on in a couple of months. But, yeah, you know, it is about building that relationship. So very cool. All right, so let's see here. We have about 4 minutes, and we'll take the last minute or two to just let them know where they can reach out to you. Do you have anything you want to share with them? Do you have anything coming up or any kind of webinars or anything?
We do. Actually, I'm doing advanced sales is clients only. I'm doing a Sales Mastery Live event this Thursday evening. And if you want to go to my website, we'll have the details on there, amywalkerconsulting.com. And then you can click on the calendar of events and get registered for that event. But what we're going to be covering is building the sales system. So we're not going to cover a lot on the mindset of sales, or we'll cover a little bit about scripting, but most of it is going to be how do you build that system that's going to allow people to walk through. I can't say it's the most sexy training that I do, but it is one of the most practical. It is so necessary building a business, and I'd love to have you come and join us and just really teach you what is that going to look like for your business. How do you put, there's about 7 different steps in that sales system that we're going to help you build out.
Awesome. Very good. So I did give you guys earlier her web address, which is amywalkerconsulting.com. What other ways could they get in touch with you, Amy? You want to, through social media or?
Absolutely. We are on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we post a lot of great information throughout the week, just blog posts, articles that will be useful for you in business. Tips. There, I just published my first book, and so that we've got a lot of information that's coming out from the book. Just really a great resource for you to be able to get those little bite-sized tidbits of information that we all need. Sometimes we don't have the time to sit down and read the whole blog post, but we are like, give me a bite. And social media is definitely the place to go for that. So I would say LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook would probably be your best bets, unless you just want to see lots of really cute pictures of my family, in which case that's pretty much all I do on Instagram. So
okay.
I do business things as well, but mostly it's just my
family. Yeah. 5 boys. I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I got 2 kids. And mine are older. Mine are in their 20s. So, all right. Well, it's been awesome having you here. Thank you so much. And I loved how very strategic your points were. That's awesome. I love strategy. So, all right. So thank you so much for being here, Amy. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be back with our second guest. So you guys hold on.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Lugano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Back. We are back. I think we're back. Can you guys hear me? I keep hearing beeps over here. With our second guest of the show, so I guess that'll tell me for sure if it's really working over here. So let's see here. We are... who are we having in our second guest of the show? My computer just went blank here. Wow,
well,
this is crazy.
It's Laura. I don't know if
Hi, Laura. I can hear you now. Okay, I don't know what I must be having all kind of crazy electronic issues over here all of a sudden. So, Laura, right?
You are correct.
Thank goodness. The memory clicked in all of a sudden, and now the computer's coming back up, so we're okay. We're going to make it. I know we're talking about sales, Laura. That part I remembered very well, that we were going to talk about sales today. So, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I was listening to your previous guest, and I was nodding along, and this is exciting. It's wonderful, right up my alley, so I'm excited for our conversation, too.
Perfect. So let me do this, Laura. I'm going to introduce you to everyone, tell them a little bit, you know, just read your bio. But then I really want to talk to you about, you know, your backstory and what got you to this point where you are today. So let's start with that. And guys, with over 18 plus years of selling experience and $39+ million in sales under her belt, Laura Wright understands that while you must sell to be in business, you don't have to sell out or feel slimy while you do it. And I love that, Laura. Her mission is to support entrepreneurs and service-based professionals to master the art of selling in a way that is 100% aligned to you so you can build a business that fuels your life. And I want to know what got you here. I love that you said in there that you don't have to sell out or feel slimy. There's so much going on for entrepreneurs around this whole conversation of sales. And it truly is the do or die part of business. And so, first, welcome to the show. And second, why don't you go ahead and tell us what brought you to this point of having your own business?
Yeah, that's such a beautiful question. I always wonder if I should say the long story or the short story. But I'll a little more briefly. I think, like most entrepreneurs out there, I didn't fit into corporate, and I found myself going from one job to the next thinking if I changed my job, I would fit in, and I didn't. So back in 2001, actually right after September 11th, I was kind of given a gift of complete life upheaval. I say a gift now. I was able to leave my job for about 3 months and kind of figure out what I wanted to do next. In the midst of that, I decided to start a real estate investment firm. And so I went back to school to finish my degree for fun, and I ran a real estate investment company for quite a few years. And then, I don't know if it affected anybody else who's listening on the line, but 2008, a big bubble burst in our economy around here, and my real estate investment firm kind of went askew, and I kind of started realizing what I loved and what I wanted to do didn't match with what I was doing. So I was in a space where I kind of needed to re-envision myself. So I went out and hired a coach. And as I'm working with this coach, I realize, oh my goodness, this is what I meant to do. This is what I've been doing forever. And of course, when I got accredited, I learned a lot of systems and ways of being. And I think the magic really kicked in a few years back, probably about in 2013, when I finally matched all the pieces of what I'd done in the past and figured out a way to align them to actually have packages that I could sell and ways to support other clients. And everything just kind of took off from there. So that's my long story short of how I got into being an entrepreneur. And I think one of the other things I always like to say is really important is for a while I was coaching within another person's business, and it was starting to break my heart how many times I would hear just amazing heart-centered entrepreneurs, people who really had a huge desire to heal and care for the world, and how broke they were. I mean, just like absolutely like couldn't scrape two pennies together. And I've kind of made it my mission to really find a way to help people lift themselves up and figure out how to actually have a great selling conversation so that they can then receive really, really well and do that healing they're meant to do. So that's, I guess, turned into my long story long.
Well, that's cool. I like to know. I want to know the backstory. And so does everybody else. It's part of the relationship building like we were talking about on the last segment of the call. And so in your bio, it said that you had been in sales. I guess maybe that was what you were doing in corporate America?
Yeah, actually, I know. And some days I sound maybe like I'm 12, but I'm much further down the path than that. But I used to do corporate events. And I was selling to like companies like Staples and ExxonMobil and really large companies and really large contracts and lots of high-end stuff. And when I left that, I went into real estate, so my numbers were big. And I think that's actually been something that's been really helpful for me being a coach is I never started selling like the $10 ebook because I was used to selling like $450,000 homes.
So right.
It's been a good money mindset thing to have that segue for myself as well.
Yeah, and actually, I think that it is a rarity for the majority of entrepreneurs because most entrepreneurs didn't necessarily have that sales background. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking to entrepreneurs and we're talking about what they love and maybe they were doing certain things at their previous company, and I will say to them, so tell me, did you have to go out and get the client or was it handed to you? Did it come in through the system? Right. And so, it's a unique situation that you had all of that experience. So I can totally see why you went into this direction of sales coaching. So
it's funny.
Very cool.
I think everyone loves sales. I didn't realize that everyone doesn't love to sell. I didn't realize everyone doesn't like to like reach out to strangers and introduce themselves. So it really informed how I built my coaching business to help other people actually find the way they like to do it. It's not the Laura way. I help them really identify what matches for them because it's not a fit for everybody. It's good for me to call 600 people out of the blue, but not everybody else.
Yeah, so excellent. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what they can do to figure out what works for them.
Yeah.
So what are maybe some options? Or
that's a really, really great question. So I think the biggest thing is to not fall into the trap of actually trying to read a script and follow a system really, really strictly. And by that, I mean, I do have a formula. I'll definitely walk you through it on this call. I love to help people have kind of a framework for how to have a sales conversation. But I find that what was tripping up most of my clients when they came to me is they were trying to basically, when you go to a friend's house, and I guess this is mostly for women, but we will go over to our friend's house and like, oh, I need a sweater, and you put it on, and it's either too big or too small because it's not yours. I think that's the same for a lot of sales training and sales techniques, that somebody else is getting great results, so you think it's the way you should do it, and then you struggle through it. And so what I like to do is to have people really explained to me how they like to have a selling conversation go. And the funny part is, most people don't like to have selling conversations, whether they're on this side of the table or that side of the table. So what I help them to really do is energetically get very, very comfortable with what they're selling. So I think if I could give like a little hint or bit of advice is, the best thing you can do for yourself is be the most relaxed, comfortable, and confident person on the call, and you will set the other person at ease as well as yourself, and then you can really have an easy, enjoyable sales conversation. When you are trying really hard to do the right thing or to say the right thing in a script, or you're worried about what you're going to say, or you're caught up in how much should I offer, or what's the right amount, or did I do this in the right order, when you get really caught in that, it blocks the energy of the sale. And so anytime you can just actually relax, you can kind of, I don't want to say mess things up and still get the sale, but you can. Because when you're at that comfortable space, that really conveys. And people buy from people that they feel really comfortable with.
Right. And they don't even know that they're, the other side of that coin is that they're not even sure why they're not willing to buy, you know, in those moments where you're not confident and you're not relaxed and comfortable. And I have to say that it is one of the things I noticed. There was, there was a definite shift in my business year two, but year three, we knocked it out of the park. And that was the year I really can see that when I was on stage for my 3-day, I was comfortable. I was confident. I knew my stuff, right? And so I'm in total agreement with you here. So for those who aren't, how are they, not that they're not in agreement, but they're not comfortable, they're not relaxed, how are they going to get there?
So here is the coolest part. So, an artist will tell you that like the first 1,000 of anything they do is kind of maybe goes in the junk pile, and 1,001 they become the master. So the really, the coolest part about becoming comfortable and mastering selling is actually the more you do it, the better you get at it. Now, I will say there's lots of nuance and, doing the right thing repeatedly, but there's this magic that happens that I love to get my clients into, is this massive action creates a tidal wave forward of all this glorious positiveness and then getting clients. So one of the best ways to get yourself over the how do I get comfortable hurdle is actually to have a lot of sales calls. And it feels kind of counterintuitive, because if you are uncomfortable having the sales calls, then you're like, well, I don't want to do it. It doesn't feel good. I don't like it. You kind of shy away from it. But the more you can actually lean into it, you can just really become a master. And I have a little trick I like to tell all my clients is, most people suggest you call hot leads first. And I actually recommend people do the opposite. And they call their coldest leads first when they are uncomfortable in a selling conversation. Because just think about it, like, especially if you're offering something new or you're not sure what you're doing, you can call up Joe, who he's probably not your ideal client and you don't care what he says, then you can totally just fumble through the call. And then you can go talk to Denise and Sarah, and by the time you get to the person you really, really want to sell, who's a hot lead, you've already done enough times that you really feel relaxed while you do it.
Very good. I like that. That's a great idea. I don't know if you were with us at the very beginning of the show, and we went through three reasons that I think people don't ask for the sale. And this is actually number two. It's that whole idea of you don't do it enough. And I love that you pointed out it's that 1,001 times, right? It's that one time over. Now you're there and you're having that confidence and building that. So very cool. Well, so you are full of really cool information. Why don't you give us some, if you were to give them your best tip, or maybe the thing they should do next, or what is it? What would you want to share with them?
Yeah. So one of my things that I think I hear on every single one of my selling conversations, when I ask what's happening for the person I'm talking with, one of the biggest struggles they say is that there's basically like separation in their sales call. So like they're really good at the beginning part where they connect and they ask people about their struggles or what they want. They get really good at that. And then this like energy shift and like practical shift, like they stumble as soon as they start talking about the money or their offer. So I have a couple little tools that I love to use to help people like not have that transition. It can just be nice and smooth, and the same way you talk at the beginning about all your fun stuff is the same way you're talking while you talk about the money. So I'll describe, there's two that I love, and I hope everyone uses them. So the first one is, most people, the very first time they actually bring up money in a selling conversation is at the end when they're trying to close someone. And so one of the things I love to do and I love to teach is to ask people to bring up money early in a conversation. And there's a few really cool ways to do it. My favorite is actually by describing a little bit of a testimonial that has dollars and cents in it. So I'll give you an example. If someone tells me they're struggling because they've had lots and lots and lots of great conversations that didn't actually turn into sales calls, I'll relay a story to them of one of my favorite clients who had talked to like 41 people in a row. She was only able to get one person to a yes. It was a total mismatch. She discounted her prices. She felt terrible. And then we got on a call. We had our very first coaching call together, spent about 35, 40 minutes together, got her situated, figured out what was going on with her calls. The very next sales conversation she had, she sold a $4,100 coaching package. And that was almost double what her rates were, and it was with absolute ease. And so what I just did in that little explanation was I gave you an example of how I've helped somebody, I gave you some results, and I talked about money so that they've heard a dollar before we get to the selling process.
That's brilliant. And I want to make sure that everybody who's listening is really clear that you weren't talking about the cost of your program.
No, I was talking dollars, right?
Very good. That's really good stuff.
And also, okay, cool. Really great. Hence, if for any reason what you sell and what you do doesn't help people create more money in their life, this technique works as long as you use some variation of a number. So for instance, if what you help people do is, you know, leave their job after only 2 months or help them get 20 more hours with their family, you can still use things that don't have an exact money amount. It's really about using numbers. And you may even want to equate that to money. So it, just have a knowledge that even if what you do doesn't help people create money, there's a way for you to incorporate this.
Right.
And then I have another little cool one that I love.
Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite thing to do. So when I go through my selling conversation, and that might be really cool, we can go through that next, is I explain my ways of working together. I have three in every sales conversation where I explain the three ways, and I don't say how much they cost. And then I ask somebody to really just connect in and tell me which of the three feels like a fit for them. Because I don't want them to get a number stuck in their head and they think, well, I can only afford this, so this is the one I want, when in fact, different level of service is helpful to them. So I separate the two. And then I also make sure that as I'm explaining my money, which happens next after they've told me, you know, which one they really connect to, I go through them again and I say them at the highest price point at the top, middle price point, and lowest last, so that they have the ability to have a comparison. Because if you just say something's $10,000, to one person that's like a year's salary freaking out, too big mode. To another person,
right,
that's like, you know, chump change. And of course, here's $10,000, let's keep going. But you don't know what their comparison is if you don't have some container around it.
Correct. Very good. I love that. So we only have a couple of minutes before we go to break, but I want to not forget to say, so I'm going to say it at this very moment, because I don't think I said your website address yet. You guys can find Laura at epic at sales.com. And so Laura, give us just your best tip on the actual conversation. So that was really good stuff on closing a conversation, but it's that transition that people, I think, a lot of times have trouble with. So what advice do you have for people about the transition in the sales conversation?
Yeah, so just for the most part is allow yourself to really be connected to somebody. The person who you're talking with, they want to know that you hear them. They function almost. I do a lot of repeat work. I mirror the language that they're using. and I repeat that. And I shift my energy before I get on the call. I don't let myself go into a place of there's this part of the call and that part of the call. I really allow each part to just feel really relaxed and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so if you can do that, again, by practice, you know, it's a really simple thing. You just do it a lot and it's easy. But I think that when you can just feel confidence, I also like to really help my clients practice. So I suggest that they go and tell everybody that they know that's not a sales conversation what their packages are so that yeah. they have the practice. Because you're right, you said something really early in the call about most people don't actually give the offer, and I think that's what happens. So if you're doing like 10 sales calls, you might, if you're not doing these, you know, techniques really well, you may only offer to 5 people. So it's no wonder that you don't feel as confident during the second part of the conversation. So I just recommend that you make a commitment to yourself to always make an offer and to practice just your offer part offline separate from the sales conversation.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Fantastic. So do you have anything you want to share with everyone? Do you have a webinar or anything coming up or a book?
Something really, really awesome coming up. I'm doing a really cool, fun challenge. In fact, you can pop over to my Facebook page. It's, you know, my Facebook group is Facebook, you know, /epic@sales, where you can just find me, Laura Wright, on Facebook, and I'll IM and message with you. But I'm doing a really cool challenge because I found that a lot of folks have one or the other. They can bring a lot of leads in, but they don't know how to close them, or they are great at sales but have no leads coming in. So I'm doing a really cool 5-day challenge that starts on the 20th. And completes on the 24th, where for 5 days I'm going to teach an outreach method and a way to drum up leads and get people as quickly as possible on into sales conversations. And then I'm going to do a mm-hmm. live training where I teach people how to close on those very same sales calls. And that way, at any time that you ever need to, you don't have to worry about do you have leads or calls. You can just go out there and create them pretty much on demand.
Sweet. I love it. All right. Well, Laura, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. This has just been a lot of fun. I love these conversations.
Me too. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I really, really appreciate it.
Very cool. So, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after a few commercial breaks.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6+ figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
And we are back. This has been a very fun show. I hope you guys are seeing that, sales doesn't have to be that daunting, thing you dread doing on a daily basis. Unfortunately, for some, it feels that way. But if we would just focus on a few things, and I think back to all the things we learned when, whether that was how we learn to do what it is that we do, all the times, all the lessons I learned in building businesses, you know, what are you willing to put in the time to make work? And when it comes to your own business, remember what I said, without sales, there's no cash. Without cash, there's no business. Plain and simple. And so I want to encourage you to look at it as, you know, it's that way of funding the things in life and the things in the changes in the world that you want to make, right, through the sales conversation. So we had two amazing guests today. First was Amy Walker, and I really enjoyed Amy's very strategic thought process when it comes to sales and the fact that sales is truly a system, right? So when you have a sales system in place and you understand, you know, what we talked about on the live stream on Friday was understanding the conversion, the sales system, right? It's knowing where things happen and what should be happening at that point and how do you move the person to the next level. All of those things, and that's what Amy was talking about, and you can learn more about Amy at amywalkerconsulting.com. Let me just make sure that I got that right. Yes, amywalkerconsulting.com. And then we were just on the phone with Laura Wright, and Laura is at epic@sales.com. And one of the things that I really, you know, I took about three pages of notes with these two ladies, and one of the things that I was very focused on with Laura was the whole idea of getting relaxed and comfortable and confident. But then, man, she just kind of blew me away by saying, you know, to start talking about numbers early in your conversation. So dropping those numbers makes people more comfortable when they hear numbers later, right? Because they're sitting there waiting. You know, they feel like they know you're going to try to sell them or whatever that is. They're waiting for that number. And when you can do it early, it kind of takes the anxiousness out of that conversation. I can so see how that would be. Now, I want to remind you that, you know, when it comes to having your sales system in place and your conversion strategies in place, we are redoing the 3-hour live stream tomorrow. And you don't have to be there for the whole 3 hours, but it was some really good stuff. I had some amazing guest speakers join us, and they were talking about the different strategies that they've put in place in their businesses as well to increase their sales. We had Valerie Hubbard, who was talking about how she does one-day events. She's getting ready to do her first three-day, and she was doing a one-day event. She was doing about $2,000 when she did that one-day event, and then we did some tweaking on the conversion, on the conversation, the sales conversation, the offer, and she did $40,000 from her one day. And then we had Sandy Lawrence on there, who was talking about how to use webinars as a sales tool, right? So we've used, you know, we created a conversion strategy for Sandy, a sales strategy for Sandy when it came to her webinar. She launched her new product and was extremely successful. The webinar converted at about 13%, which is really high for a webinar, guys. If you don't know it, the average webinar converts anywhere from 8 to 10%. And then we had Jenna Rodriguez, who was talking about the speaking conversion. So how do you make sales from speaking? And who was our other? Oh, Debbie Elder. Debbie was on talking about, you know, she has a mainstream business. She owns a school and an after-school homework program. And with a realignment of her sales conversation, we doubled the school's attendance for next year. That's big and exciting, extremely exciting. So I would love to have you join me for that and learn more about how you can implement some of these strategies. You can do that at decisiveminds.com/livestream, decisiveminds.com/livestream. And don't forget, my three-day is coming. We're going to spend 3 days focused on these kind of things as well. You can find out more about that at legacyliveevent.com. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. Go out and have a fantastic week. This is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sisson, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.